There's a lot of, look, man, there's a lot happening at Blue Mountain Community Church, right? And so we want to encourage you, you know, there is a place for everyone somewhere, all right? And we encourage you to stop by our Get Connected table in the lobby. You know, make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. Make sure you're hitting us up on social media and all that stuff, the website, so that you know what's happening, so you can't have this excuse, what's going on? Man, there's lots of stuff going on, right? I do want to point out three things real quick, and I don't like to do this, but I got to, okay? Everybody say today. Today is the last day to sign up for the couples retreat. So if you want to go on that and invest in your marriage, I highly encourage you. Hank and Patty overseeing that. Where's Hank and Patty? Where are you guys at? They are back over there. Hi guys. All right, you can see them. But today is the last day to sign up for it, which is because it's coming up at the end of the month. All right. Everybody say this weekend. Not today, but this coming weekend. We're all clear on that. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Palmerton Festival. Judy, raise your hand over there. Everybody say Judy. Judy's excited for the Palmerton Festival. You know, and we don't get it. I know I haven't been here. Jenny, I haven't been here for a couple weeks. But, you know, so we're kind of late to this part. But why do we do the Palmerton Festival? Why do we have a booth down there? Outreach. Great. Well, you all know the answer. Great. Outreach. All right. Absolutely. Outreach. Okay. We have a booth at the Palmerton Festival. If you have not been to the Palmerton Festival, make sure you get to the Palmerton Festival. All right. It's a great time. All right. And come and support the Blue Mountain Community Church. Stan, Judy, do you need help yet? Yeah. Judy says, yeah, we need help. So please see Judy. Look, there is something. There is no job too small. She's got a place for it. She's great. Judy is great at telling people what to do. I didn't quite. Wow, your sister going, yeah. All right. But there's ways we can serve. Why do we do it? I just want to talk about this for 30 seconds. Why do we do it? Okay. Because we want to be in. Jesus said, go into all the world, right? You'll be my representatives. Start in your own community. And so we go to the Palmerton Festival. Yeah, we have a stand there. And we have the greatest deal at the Palmerton Festival. The baked potato is still the best deal there out there, right? Everybody knows it's the best value for what you get in return, right? It's not just about providing a nice baked potato or some nachos to our community. It's about being a presence down there, all right? And that's why we make money, but it's not a lot of money. The money that does come in goes towards our special services, Penn's Peak, Christmas Eve, Easter. It goes to, you know, it goes to pay for that, because that is an outreach, right? So that's why we do it. But we do it to get out and be a presence in our community, to be friendly, to show our community, hey, we're normal people. We're not the crazy church anymore, right? We're normal people who love you, are authentic and real, and we're offering you a great deal, and come on out and celebrate that. So that's why I encourage you, come out to the Palmerton Festival this weekend. If you can help in any way, shape, or form, see Judy and do that, all right? So that's this coming weekend, and we look forward to seeing you there and celebrating with you all. All right, and then the last thing I just want to point out is that the men's retreat registration is open. The men's retreat is about 6 weeks away, so if you need details, you can come see me or Hank or Wes or any, just grab a guy and say, give me more information, and we'll get you that. All right? All right. Out of the shadows. I want to talk to you for about 5 minutes, because we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper this morning. All right? And so we get, we get baptisms, and we get new members, and we get now communion in just a minute. And we do all those things. And those are kind of maybe even traditional, if you will, I don't want to say rituals or customs that we're familiar with in the church. But why do we do all those things? What's the real purpose? And, you know, all you folks, the rest of you folks who weren't on stage this morning, you might be sitting there going, yeah, but what is this service? What do I get out of today's service? Okay, because ultimately, we'd like to say we care about other people, but we don't. We care about ourselves. Come on now, let's be honest. Oh, at the end of the day, we care about ourselves. What do I get out of this, right? And so this message, this is a real simple, short message that God is speaking to us today about this process, about this journey that we're on with him, out of the shadows. And here's where it comes to, all right? So this past week, Jenny was away, and I had an opportunity. I went for a bike ride. I went for a longer bike ride this past week, and I got on and I was out riding, and I got on the D&L trail because I live in Lee Heighton, and I got on the D&L trail there. I got on there right in Lee Heighton, and I'm heading south down towards Slayington, and it was Thursday morning, and I left around 7:30, and it was kind of, remember Thursday's weather? It was beautiful, wasn't it? Nice and cool, not compared to what we're going to get the rest of the day, the rest of this week, you know. It was nice and cool. I actually got out and started riding, and I thought, ooh, it's a little chilly out here. Right, you know, I'm kind of a fair weather rider. I'll admit that. I'm like, it's actually a little chilly today. I was rethinking. Maybe I should have worn long sleeves on my shirt, you know. And I'm riding on the trail south, and it's beautiful. But it was early in the morning, and so the sun's not up yet, and it's shaded. And I'm riding through the shade, and I'm thinking, it's actually cold here. Like, sort of like, okay. And I'm riding, and I'm just talking with the Lord. I had no distractions. No, usually I had music in my ears or whatever, and I didn't have any of that. I was talking with the Lord. And I'm riding through the shadows, like, wow, Lord, it's chilly. And I hit this little spot where this, you know, the trees had opened up and the sun was there, and I rode through the sunlight. And it was like, I mean, how many of you experienced this? Whether you're riding in a car, or walking, or whatever, you come out of the shadow into this light, and it was like this. Oh. I thought, man, that felt so good. Warm me up, you know, like, get that chill off. And then you're back in the shadow. And I was like, oh, man. And that fast, the Lord spoke to me, and he, this is what he said. He said, this is life. He said, you can choose to ride in the shadows, or you can choose to ride in the warmth of the sun. And I thought, thank you, Lord. You know, and here's the thing, right? Just a little thing, but, you know, as I'm riding and talking with him, he's talking to me, and he's being so gentle. He's showing me, he's like, Cliff, you know, here's an area of your life where you have chosen to ride in the shadows. What do I mean by that? You've chosen to ride alone, in your own thoughts, in your own ways, not bringing me into it. And as a result, he said, it's cold, and it's chilly, and if you feel alone, and you feel distant, you don't feel connected. He said, that's a choice you make. He said, I'm encouraging you, ride in the sun, ride in the warmth, in the radiance of my sun. Let him be in every area of your life. Don't compartmentalize and put this over here and say, well, God, you can have this, but not this. He said, ride in the warmth of the sun, and it'll be so much better for you. And now, this analogy, I know, doesn't go so far, because as I rode the rest of the day, and I rode out into the farmlands down in Germansville and stuff, and I tried to do this ride like twice last year, and twice Jenny had to come pick me up because I broke down. Like, it was bad, right? And as I'm riding, I'm like, man, this is going really well today. First of all, because I got my bike problems fixed, so that helps. Second of all, I'm about 15 pounds lighter than I was a year ago, so that helps. The third thing, I'm talking, I'm like, well, Lord, it's not as hot today. The last time I rode this thing, it was like 90 degrees outside. There was no air, and I'm dying on the hills because it's just like, right? But now I'm like, oh, the sun's out. It's beautiful, you know? And again, the Lord spoke to me. He said, yeah. He goes, it's all a matter of perspective, though. He said, because we can say, oh, I want God in this area because I want to be warmed a little bit. But then sometimes he turns his light on the things that we don't want him to turn his light onto. And we say, it's too hot. See, God, I believe you and I trust you, but I don't really want to give up that spot. You know, could you turn the heat down a little bit? Can you let me have this comfort a little bit? And as a result of that, we pull back from the sun and go, that's too much for me. But here's the great thing about God, right? He's never going to be too much. It's never going to be overwhelming. He's never going to be that point where, you know, his warmth, his sun, his light that he shines on us saps our strength or our energy, but rather it's going to be an encouragement if we submit to it, if we submit to it. I was talking with Jenny. We were talking just yesterday. We were talking about this, and she said, you know, think about even how God has created our physical bodies. What do we do? When it's cold, what do? Right? What do? We're closing in. We're isolating ourselves. But when we're in the hot, what do? What does this look like before the Lord? Here I am, Lord. I'm open before you. Have your way. All right? So, in 1 John chapter 1, let's read 1 John chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 5 through 10. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin. There is not one area of your life that God cannot shine his light into. There is not one area of your life that he does not want to bring his radiance and his glory and his comfort and his strength and his encouragement into your life. What are the areas where we choose to remain in the shadows? There's not one area of our lives where we have to walk in darkness, only the areas that we choose to. And so this morning the Lord is encouraging you, saying, come out of the shadows, come out of the dark, come into my light. Right now, I love these three verses. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, and as I was riding with the Lord, I talked with him, and he was sharing me and giving me, like, here, you know, this comes down to this struggle of what do I have to do versus asking, Lord, what are we going to do together? See, when I take things on my own and say, well, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I, what's the problem in all that, right? Who have I left out of the equation? It's not a relationship anymore. Now I'm solo. Now I'm in the shadows. Now I'm cold. But when we say, Lord, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? Together. Lord, it's your plans and I'm the instrument. I get that. What are we going to do? Now we're in the light. Now we're in the radiance. And as I was talking with him, and he was giving me directions and giving me, say, here's what I want you to do. And here's how we address this. And, you know, because I got all these things. And he's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. And then he spoke to me and said, okay, and here's what you need to address. And things that I had to repent for. Things where I had compartmentalized and said, no, God, you can have all my life except for this, this, and this. And I had to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And his forgiveness was instantaneous. And he said, great, we're done. Now we can enjoy the rest of the ride. Oh, okay. Let's read on, 1 John 1. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Three sentences all begin with the word if. Everybody say the word if. If, right? But notice only the middle one is the conditional promise. The conditional one that says, if we do something, then this is what's going to happen. The other two ones are, I don't want to say they're rhetorical, but they're pointing out, hey, those are deceptions. Those are lies. Those are lies we tell ourselves. Nope, I'm good. I don't have anything. I don't got anything wrong with me. There's not one area in my life where I'm not walking in darkness. Liars. What does he say? The truth is not in us. His word doesn't make any progress in us. So today the Lord is calling you. He's calling you to do it as we come to the Lord's Supper this morning. Music team, you guys want to come on up here? We get ready to come to the Lord's Supper. You know, baptisms, membership, even the very act of coming to church. Why? Why do we do all that? Because we're saying, Lord, I don't want to go through life alone. I don't want to live in the shadows. I've been there, done it, bought the t-shirt, sold it at a yard sale at half cost. Right? I don't want to do that anymore. I want the new and living way. And I'm giving you priority, Lord. I'm putting you first. By coming to church, you are tithing God your time. You are telling him you are the first and most important thing, and I'm going to start my week by being with you. By getting baptized, we're saying, Lord, I'm taking that next step. I want all of you. By becoming a member, right? We're making it. It's all a process, and it continues on. That's our theme today. Every day. Every day. It doesn't come in these grand moments that, wow, you know, snap of fingers and everything gets transformed. It's the little things, day in and day out. And so the Lord is calling you this morning to say, what area of your life? Where do you need to repent? Come out of the shadows. Get back in my warmth. Get back in my light and let me fill you so that we can ride together and you can be encouraged. Why does he do that? He does that so, let's read 1 Peter 2:9, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is his comfort. This is his encouragement. This is why he asks us to do these things. This is why we go through all these and do all this. This is why we have church, so that we could make him known. We want to make him known to all the world. That's what you are created for. You've been created to make him known. And Jesus promised that when we make him known and we go into all the world, starting with in our local community and going all the way around the world, that when we make him known to all people, that then he would come again. And he would come again in a kingdom that would have no darkness ever. And we would live forever in the fullness and radiance of his Son, of his light. That's the goal. That's what we're working for. It starts with us in the here and now. It starts with here and now. God has not intended for us to live in the shadows. He's saying, come out of the shadows, walk in the light this morning. As we come to the Lord's Supper this morning, it's the whole reason why Jesus came. before he was crucified, before he went through what I would dare say be the most horrendous, horrific 24 hours experienced by any single human being in all of human history. What did he do? He shared a meal with his friends. And so this morning, we're sharing a meal with our friends, with our family. He knew that what he was going to go through at the cross was going to be the critical step that would bring about that kingdom in which we could live with him forever in a place far, so far beyond our imagination, it's incomprehensible. In order to bring about the light, he had to go through the darkness. He shared a meal with his friends. He took the bread and he broke it and he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." Jesus gave his very best for you because you're worth it to him. He took the cup. He said, "Take and drink. This is the blood of the new covenant, the new agreement between God the Father and God the Son. The forgiveness of sins for all mankind forever, for all those who would ask." He said, "As often as you eat this meal and you drink this cup, you proclaim my death until I return." And so the great promise is he's coming back again one day. As we come to the Lord's Supper this morning, it's an open table, meaning you don't have to be a member. This can be your first time here. You feel the Lord talking to you? Come. Our ushers will lead you row by row by row. If you need help, they'll bring it right to you. But as you come this morning, the Lord is saying, search your heart. If you need to repent, do it. Just say, "Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me." Receive his forgiveness, receive his mercy, receive his grace. Come and share then in the joy as we remember what he did and why he did it because of what's going to happen next. Before we do that, I'm going to ask everyone here to close your eyes for just a moment. If you have never before entered into a relationship with Jesus, you haven't taken step one yet, but you want to. You want to know him. You want to have the assurance that you can live in that kingdom forever with him. If you want that assurance, I'm going to ask you to simply raise your hand and look at me. Anybody here making that decision? I see you. Okay. We're going to pray. I'm going to ask us all to pray this out loud together. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for loving me so much. You do not leave me in the shadows. But because of your life, and your death and your resurrection, I can live in your light. Today, Lord, I surrender to you. I give you my life. I repent, Lord, for the areas where I have held you at arm's length, where I have intentionally walked in the shadows. Lead me, Lord, into your light. Thank you for doing it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.